You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to y'all. Today, I'm going to have a little different format. Today, I just really want to talk about tomorrow's game, tomorrow's 76ers game against the Toronto Raptors. The game's going to be 8 p.m. on ESPN, national televised game. The reason why I really just want to talk about this one, because for the first time in a long time, I've really been excited about a 76ers matchup. I'm excited about this game because, hey, we get to see how good the Sixers are. You know, nothing against the teams that they played in the past. You know, in the last podcast, Michael Lee and I talked about how the Sixers played a lot of losing teams, or I'm not going to say losing teams, teams without winning records during the stretch. The team is starting to gel now. You know, you have Jimmy Butler is starting to get into his groove. So, you know, I really want to talk about that. I want to talk about, you know, the last time they played the Raptors, it was ugly. I mean, ugly. I mean, the final score was 129 to 112, and the game wasn't even that close at all. Ben Simmons had arguably his worst, no, not arguably, he had his worst game of the season. So, you know, I really want to talk about that. But before I do that, I want to let you guys know that, you know, right here, you need to start coming. If you haven't subscribed yet, you have to subscribe to this podcast, right? This is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that comes 5 days a week. Also, you know, you can read my stuff on Philly.com. You can read me in the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can read me in the Philadelphia Daily News. Now, today, I'm not going to practice today because my flight is at 1 o'clock. But I'm telling you, you guys need to come here and get your information on the 76ers. I'll take care of you. But if you remember back on October the 30th, the Sixers went to Scotiabank Arena, which used to be my favorite name of my favorite arena, Air Canada Center. And they lost. I mean, they were blown away. I mean, it wasn't even close. I mean, it was a ugly game. I mean, it made you realize how far away the Sixers were from contending. You know, you knew that they had to make some moves. You know, they were back to being the squad for the first three quarters of last season that couldn't compete against the NBA elite squads. I mean, it was one of those nights. You know, despite all the hype that they came in with the preseason and all that, the Sixers' overall lack of depth and lack of offseason improvements were obvious against the Raptors. You know what I mean? Just like it was in their other losses, like before they played Boston, Milwaukee, stuff like that. They just did not look like a good contending team. And then we got the Ben Simmons. You know, Ben needed to take better care of the ball, and he needed to make better decisions than he did. You know, it was, even though he recorded his sixth double-double of the season, the Sixers' point guard quickly became a liability. Kawhi Leonard stole the ball from him near the three-point line 33 seconds into the game, while Simmons was looking in the direction of Joel Embiid, who was near the foul line. You know, his second turnover came exactly 60 seconds later. This time, Simmons drove the lane and passed the ball backwards instead of trying to score on Pascal Siakam. His bad pass went directly to Leonard. Simmons went on to finish with a career worst 11 turnovers, right? So, it was obvious that back then the Sixers needed to make a move. It was obvious that Ben Simmons had to have better take better care of the ball. And now we have Jimmy Butler. And now the Sixers are going back to the scene of the crime. And see, the thing about people don't realize about the Sixers and the Sixers struggles in Toronto, you know, this is a place that the Sixers have always went and lost or struggled. I shouldn't say always, but they struggled. Now, here's the thing. That loss on October 30th was the Sixers' 12th straight road loss to the Raptors. Toronto has also won 19 of 21 series meetings dating back to the start of 2013-14. So as you know, it's a tough spot for the Sixers to play at. A really bad spot for the Sixers to play at. And they got to come out and they got to play better. They got to show more energy. They got to show a lot of things. And we'll see. You know, in that game, though, Joel Embiid had 31 points to go with 11 rebounds. Robert Covington, who's no longer on the team, had 15 points. But for the most part, the visiting team had a rough night until they came to life in the fourth quarter. You know, Simmons finished the game with 11 points. He had 10 assists. He had 8 rebounds, right? Like I said earlier, it was a 6th double-double. But, you know, everyone was talking about his 11 turnovers. You know, at that point, he became the 7th player to have 11 turnovers in the game over the past 5 seasons. You know, I mean, but to his credit, you know, the reigning rookie of the year said he learned to have patience with the ball, especially with an elite defender like Raptor small forward Leonard guarding him, right? Simmons learned that he had to be more assertive with the ball. Now, that's what he said after the game. His quote was, "It's frustrating. But then you see how elite he is as a defender," talking about Leonard, "and where I need to be better in terms of having the ball." Now, the one thing that is true, and Ben said this, he talked about the first time he went up against LeBron James. It was embarrassing, y'all, last year. The first time, it's like LeBron was just killing him. I mean, was just giving him the business. The second time, Ben played a whole lot better and played him tough, so much to the point where LeBron basically boasted over him. Like, that's my young guy. I mean, so I'm looking forward to see what Ben can do this second time around against Kawhi. You know, I got to see it. I want to see what he can do. And I think that he's going to come out, and I think that he's going to be ready to play. I mean, you know, if one thing I learned about Ben Simmons, I know a lot of people get over on the fact that he doesn't shoot outside jumpers from the perimeter, but he has a lot of pride. And he's the type of guy that he's going to come back, and he's going to try to prove you wrong. And I think that's what's going to happen, you know, the next time they play the Raptors. He's going to come out, and everyone who said, "Hey, you can't deal with Kawhi," he's going to try to do it. But also, what I really want to see is, y'all, I want to see what Jimmy Butler does. I want to see the difference that Jimmy Butler makes in this ball club. Like, how much better does Jimmy Butler make the 76ers? You know, when you look at Kawhi Leonard, you know, you can argue that Kawhi Leonard is the best wing in the league. Best wingman, like, you know, because when you talk of like a small forward, so to speak, you know, Kevin Durant is like the best small forward. But when I look at Kawhi, and I know he's a small forward listed, but when I look at him and I look at Jimmy Butler, they're like swingmen to me. Like, these are guys who could play the 2-3. You know, that's what they are to me. They're like swingmen. And so I put them in that category. Whereas I just say Durant's a small forward, these other two guys are just swinging. And when you factor that in, you know, you have to say that Kawhi is the best, right? You have to. And then you look at Jimmy Butler and say, okay, well, if Kawhi is the best, then Jimmy Butler's second. And for those reasons, you can see where Jimmy Butler has always been like a second team all defender, while Kawhi has been a first. Jimmy Butler has been like a second team all NBA guy, while Kawhi has been a first. So, you know, when you look at it, you know, this is what you want to see. You know, Kawhi was the guy that the Sixers wanted to go out and get this year. They weren't able to do that in the offseason. So what happens? They make a trade for Jimmy Butler. So, you know, we want to see, and you want to see what exactly Jimmy Butler is going to be able to do, you know, going up against facing Kawhi. So all eyes are going to be on that. You know, all eyes. And I know mine is. I shouldn't say all, but I know that my eyes are going to be on that. But look, y'all, before I talk more about the city of Toronto, I want to tell you about Action Heat, right? You know, I talked about it before. I talked about my man, Mike Silski. You know, I talked about it with Mike Lee. And I have some Action Heat clothing, right? You know, the reason why I love Action Heat, and I'm telling y'all, it's cheap. It's heated products that fits everyone's budget, starting at just $39.99. Now, for people for Christmas, this is a great gift to get people for Christmas. You know what I mean? Only, like I said, it's starting at $39.99. Because, see, we've got a special deal for our listeners to save 20% off your entire order. You go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/lockedon to use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all our outdoor activities, all of your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. You know, y'all, Toronto to me is probably one of the most underrated cities, right? In America. So I'm going to say that, in America. Like, of all the NBA cities, you know, I remember I was excited when I got on the beat, and I was like, okay. I mean, of course, you don't cover a beat because you go to certain cities, you cover teams. But I was excited about going to New Orleans. You know, I was excited about going to Memphis. You know, I have family in L.A., so I've been there quite a few times. Excited about going to San Antonio. You know, so then I come to Toronto. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, I mean, the thing is, okay, I'm going, you know, I've been to Toronto once before. You know, it was okay, you know what I mean? But really, I didn't really stay in Toronto. I stayed outside and I just drove in and drove back out. People were nice, but I really didn't know the city. I'm here to tell you, if you ever have a chance to go to Toronto on a vacation, I will go in the summertime because it gets cold in the wintertime. You need to do it. It's a beautiful city. The people are nice. I mean, some of the nicest people that I ever met, you know, around. I mean, it's cool. They know you're American, though. They like, hey, you're American. They know that. You're from the States. But as far as, like, being a, I'm not saying the crowd gives them a jolt. Like, you know, it's not like a hostile environment like Boston or you know, like some other places. But it's just a nice venue. People get into it. You know, everywhere you go outside, you see the slogan, We the North. And I think, especially with ESPN having all access tomorrow for this game, is a great thing. Not only for the Sixers, but you know, for the people of Toronto. So people can see it. And, you know, I just like being there. I mean, it's one of my favorite cities. I mean, the other cities, of course, I like L.A., but I've always liked L.A. But in regards to going to places to watch games, I like going to Lakers games. I like going to the Knicks games, and I like going to the Celtics games. And the reason why those three stand out to me is because of the history. You know, you go to a lot of places, and they have, like, the shirt toss, and they have, you know, a lot of other things. You know, they try to be new wave. But when you go to those three venues, it's all about the history and the tradition of the program, of the franchise, the organization. And that stands out. And yes, they do certain things. But again, it's more like you're at an event. It's not gimmick based. Like, you know what I mean? And, You know, and I'm not saying like some of the things that other people do is gimmick based, but this one is all about the history. It's all about the pageantry. And you can see the players in those three teams, you know, when they come out, there's a pride that I play for the Celtics. I play for the Lakers. You know, I play for the Knicks. Just like the Sixers, you know, the home arena. Like, this place is rocking. And it gives the Sixers an edge. But those three places, it's just, you know, if you had to go to a certain place and you had to, like, if you wanted to go on the road and you wanted to experience a certain venue, I'm here to tell you that's the place to go. In regards to Toronto, if you want to get the history of a country, or if you want to know what people are like in a different country, and you want to see this pride in the country, you go to Toronto. You know, that's the place to be. I mean, it really is. It's a place to be. Be right back. Now, in regards to the Sixers moving forward, this will be a huge one for them to get this victory. Now, again, I know it's one of 82 games, and that's what Brett Brown is going to say. Pompey is one of 82 games. Pompey, I'm focused on the defense. Pompey, you know, December, you know, first quarter, that's when I think things are going to mold from, like, after Christmas moving forward. But it will be huge for the 76ers. I mean, as I said before, the Sixers should have the second best record in the league. They should. The Sixers lost two games to one at Brooklyn where they were sleepwalking for whatever reason. I mean, it looked like they was partying the night before up in New York. And the other one, they laid an egg against Cleveland. I mean, if you take those two losses out, everyone would be talking about the 76ers. They would be talking about, this is the team. Now, you know what? The Sixers are lumped in to that group, but everyone will be saying how great the Sixers are. Now, again, they still have to beat the Raptors. They still have to beat Milwaukee. You know, they beat the Pistons, who are the third seed. They beat the Pacers, who are the fifth. But when you look at the Sixers' record, 17-8. They should be 19-6. I mean, that would give them a game right out of the Raptors, who are 20-5. So I'm saying that to say, like, this game, this game could be closer than what people think. Now, again, they laid an egg the last time, but this game should be way closer than what people think. But look, y'all, I'll be back tomorrow to talk to you guys. But thanks for taking the time, and thanks for listening to me. And I'll chat with you guys tomorrow. Peace.